Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Today I'm going to be talking about truth. Truth is beautiful and truth is sweet. And truth, you recognize it. You know it when you hear it. It's what you know in your heart. How many of you remember Little House on the Prairie? Did you read the book? Did you watch the television show? Little House on the Prairie, we all love it. Well, the author of Little House on the Prairie was Laura Ingalls Wilder. I have a beautiful quote from her. You're going to love it. And when you hear this quote from Laura Ingalls Wilder, you're going to immediately know that it's true. You're going to know in your heart that it's true. Here it is. She says, "The real things haven't changed. It is still best to be honest and truthful, to make the most of what we have, to be happy with simple pleasures, and have courage when things go wrong." Isn't that beautiful? And you know that it's true. The moment you hear it, you know it's true. You know it in your heart. You want to hear it again? Here it is. "The real things haven't changed. It is still best to be honest and truthful, to make the most of what we have, to be happy with simple pleasures, and to have courage when things go wrong." We're going to be talking about truth today. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Receive God's Love. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Roland, and I'm stopping by today to talk to you about what you need to know. I made a program last week with the same title, so this will be the second program in the series, What You Need to Know. You need to know that a lot of the information that you are getting is not correct. In many realms, it doesn't matter what field of endeavor you're talking about, much of the information that you are given is not correct. The information that you get is very, very important. Whole nations, whole societies have been and are kept in the dark, kept in subjugation, kept repressed, kept from the good things of life because information is withheld, or because the truth is withheld, or because what they are given is incorrect. Now, how are you going to find out the truth? You have to search for it. And how are you going to know if the information that you're getting is correct or not? Has to be where you look at it with your God-given common sense, or we could call it intuition, or we could call it conscience, or we could call it a gut-level knowing, a hunch. All right. Now, I have said so many times over the years that we all kind of know what a hunch is, or a gut-level intuition. Law enforcement knows about it. Good doctors and nurses know about it. People who are in extreme situations, like in combat, for example, where they are in danger, that hunch, that gut-level sense of whether to move or not move, law enforcement detectives often operate on a hunch or a gut-level knowing. And they know, as the years go by, that it leads them properly, and that it's very important. And having that, see, is what you need. Now, if you are functioning on pure knowledge, in other words, you go to school, you read a textbook, you write down what the teacher says, you read something on the internet, you listen to the news, you go to lectures. If you are functioning on pure knowledge, then you are not looking to the right place for important information. Yeah, you can ask this person, that doctor, this professor. You can go to this book. You can go all over the place and pick their brain, ask questions, and hear what they have to say. And then you will be able to sort it out and collate it using your intuition, what you know in your heart. You need understanding.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Ask questions and hear what they have to say, and then you will be able to sort it out and collate it using your intuition, or we could call it a gut-level knowing. And it becomes understanding. See, it becomes understanding. It becomes useful knowledge. Einstein, for example, had a hunch or something that he had heard that just didn't sit right with him. So he kept searching and kept searching, and eventually find out the answer. He was operating on intuition. And what he intuitively found out or intuitively came to later became general knowledge. You see what I mean? But it matters in areas of health, in areas of religion, in areas of where you spend your money, et cetera, et cetera. And in areas of just everyday life, whether you move right or move left, whether you go now or wait a little bit, whether you say yes or you demur and say, well, let me think about it. All of these little moments have critical import for you, your family, your life, your future, your destiny. The wrong move, see, the wrong move can lead to tragedy. All right? Operating on the wrong information can lead to tragedy, to a misdirected lifestyle. Now, we know, for example, that somebody can get you focused on one thing, and while you're focused on one thing, they can be doing something else, and you don't notice what they're doing because you're looking at one thing. See, parents, for example, good-naturedly, if they see their child is all upset about something, will change the subject and say, hey, let's go outside and let's feed the ducks. See, they change the subject. They direct the child's attention in another direction. And it's good. But not everybody is good. See, some people will deliberately feed you wrong information and get you all involved in it. Or they may feed you correct information, all right? But they get you all involved in that somehow, figuring it out, solving problems, doing some project. They get you all involved working with some type of information, and then you don't get the big picture. Or, meanwhile, they're up to something else. They're up to no good while you're involved in that one thing. You see what I mean? So where you give your attention and then being able to bring your intuition to bear on what you are told or what you are given is critically important in every area of life. Okay? All right. So let's talk about that. How do you develop the ability to have this gift of common sense, this gift of having intuition, this gift of being able to separate the wheat from the chaff, to pick up a book and lightly, page through the book, scan it a little bit, read the back cover, look in the book, and see one thing. And that one thing is good for you to know and useful for you to know, and then you put the book away. See? Or to be able to pick up a book and look at the back cover, maybe read a little bit of the introduction, and immediately you can just see that this person doesn't get it. You put the book away. You don't waste your time on it. Somebody comes up to you with this and that, and you immediately see that they don't know what they're talking about. Somebody else comes up to you with something, and you can see that they're trying to manipulate you, and you just don't get involved. See? But then on the other hand, somebody comes up, and yeah, they do have something that's useful. And you see that it is useful.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Do you have a friend or someone in your family who is stressed out and who you think might benefit from a little stress management exercise? Why not have them check out Sitting Quietly? Just go to sheddingshackles.com and look for Sitting Quietly.
Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
I'll never forget. I've told this story before, but I'll say it again. I needed to have some dental work done. Some extensive dental work done. And I looked here on the internet. I looked there. I called one office, and then something that they said, it just turned me off somehow. I forget what they said, but it was something about, I don't know what it was, but it immediately I just saw, no, these people are not to be trusted. So I waited, and I looked and waited and did a little research here and looked there. And eventually, and I can't describe the exact process to you, but eventually I came to a good dentist who had good skill, a reasonable price, who had the right knowledge, and who was the right dentist. See what I mean? But it took a while, but I found that dentist. You see what I mean? Sometimes we need help from other people, but you will be able to use your intuition, see, to help you to find the right person, see, who can help you. So life is like a delicate process of going a little this way and a little that way, and this way leads to a dead end, but then you go another way and it's another dead end, but the fact that you ran into two dead ends made the timing just right so that the right person came along at the right time. And you can't even describe how you came to the right person, but it happened somehow. So your intuition is so important. And it is a God-given gift, this intuition, this common sense, see, this hunch. And you need it in every area of life. And when parents have it, the kids feel it as understanding, as love. You know, when you were a kid, some people had understanding and some didn't. One of your parents had understanding sometimes and the other one didn't. You see what I mean? And you can sense when people have understanding, and it kind of feels like love. They have love, see, because they have some kind of understanding. It gives them wisdom, it gives them patience, see, and so on and so forth. So you need that with your family. You need it in your finances. You need it in your religion. You need it in your health. You need it in every area of life. You need understanding. When you have it, see, and what is understanding? It's an extension of intuition, of learning to detect, to find, and to check with your intuition. See, it's from God. Moses, long before Moses became the leader of his people, he somehow sensed, he had an intuition that he had to go a different way. He could have been rich, very, very rich, in the Pharaoh's household. He probably could have become the Pharaoh himself. But no, he sensed somehow he had to go a different way. So he went off and became a sheep herder in the desert for 40 years. And then after that, God called him for his mighty purpose, you see. Albert Einstein, he didn't do well in school. A lot of the teachers hated him. They hated him because he didn't balance great before them. He didn't do all the little grunt work and all the little unnecessary stuff. He didn't want to do it. Sometimes he didn't do it. And so they hated him. But he had his intuition, all right? And then God gave him a job working in a patent office, a quiet job, see, where he could develop his skills there in looking at applications for patents that people had sent in. But it gave him a lot of time, lots of quiet time to ponder and then to discover, you see? And what he came up with, it came out of seemingly out of nowhere. And because he remained close to his intuition and he trusted his intuition and he didn't doubt it. But what do? You doubt your intuition. You doubt what you know in your heart. You doubt your common sense. And no matter what area you go in life, people are feeding you lines. They're telling you stuff that's not true. Either they know that it's not true, and sometimes people do know it's not true. It gives them a sort of a power over you, or they pretend they know when they really don't know. A lot of teachers, a lot of experts, you ask them a direct question and they give you an answer that's not really an answer because they really don't know. See, they just pretend that they know. And they wear the right uniform, the right color jacket. They have the right office. They have the right things on the wall. See, everything they have looks right. And it is to mislead you into thinking that they know when they really don't know. So you need this faculty of intuition, all right, so that you can lead your own life and not a misdirected life. Because if you listen to what people say just because they have a title, because they sound convincing, because they're speaking to a large audience and so on and so forth, that doesn't mean that what they're telling you is true. It doesn't mean it at all. Hitler spoke to large audiences, didn't he? And was he saying, was it true? No. See, so there's a lot of people who have said a lot of things that's not true. And you have to be able to see, to not be fooled. That's it. Not be fooled. So that's another aspect of your intuition. Even if you didn't find answers like Einstein did, but you will. Even if you didn't discover the secret to life, but if you pursue your quest for truth all the way, you will find it. But even if you didn't do any of that, which you will, but you will if you love truth and seek it with all your heart. Even if you didn't, you would still have something that's extremely useful, and that is the ability to detect deception. Ernest Hemingway was a great writer. You've probably read The Old Man and the Sea when you were in school, and he wrote, what else did he write? He wrote a whole bunch of stories. But he was a great writer, Ernest Hemingway was. think he won a Nobel Prize, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I think he did. But anyway, they once asked him, what do you need to be a great writer? What do you need? And he said, to be a great, really good writer, you need to have, and I can't remember how he said it exactly. I'm not going to get it quite right. But he said, you need a 100% solid, heavy-duty, union-made BS detector. That's what he said. But he used stronger language than I did. You need a BS detector. And you have that, and it's your intuition. All right, you have it. And it permits you to detect deception. So you go out in the world, and this person says this. Nah, I'm not sure about that. Another person said that, I don't know. Another person said this. You hear what they say. You don't really form a judgment. You just hear it goes in one ear and out the other. And then some people say stuff, and you see that it's not true. And somebody else says something, and you see that it's not true. But then all of a sudden, you hear something. Oh, okay. There's no impediment. There's no internal recoil. There's nothing in you that says, yeah, that's not true. And there you have the answer. You see what I mean? You go through a whole bunch of stuff until you find the one, until you find the truth.
When it seems like all we feel is the trauma and all we experience is trouble, we should look to Simeon as a reminder to trust. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Simeon, in his lifelong search for consolation for his occupied nation and his oppressed people, finds it in the sight of the infant Jesus. And sometimes, you too can find peace in Jesus. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
You go through a whole bunch of stuff until you find the one, until you find the truth. Let's say you're looking for, I don't know, you're looking for your blacks the other day. It's kind of funny because it's really a true story. My son, as you all know, plays the piano, and you hear his beautiful music. You hear him play beautiful music in the radio program. But he also accompanies choruses. He also performs himself, and he does a lot of good things with his piano music. But he had a performance coming up, or I don't know, so he was going to be on the stage. All right, so he had to wear, you know, black pants, a black turtleneck, and black socks and shiny black shoes. All right, well, he looked in his closet, and he couldn't find any black socks, and he looked and looked and looked, and he couldn't find them. So eventually, I had to find some dark blue ones. I had some dark blue ones, and so he wore those. But then yesterday, so this was a couple weeks ago. So yesterday I said, hey, did you ever find your black socks? He said, yeah, I did. I said, where were they? He said, oh, they were buried deep in my closet. So he went through all the socks. He went through all the white ones and all the gray ones and all the different color ones. And he looked and looked and looked and looked until he found the black ones. You see what I mean? So life is like that. You go through all these different theories and all these different dogmas and all these different ideas, and you go through them, and you don't get caught up in each one. See, if you're looking for a black sock in a closet filled with gray and white socks, you're not going to spend a lot of time getting involved in and studying and thinking about and taking tests and memorizing each of the gray or white socks that you pull out. You discard it. You hear it. You let it go. You let it go. You let it go. You let it go until you find the black socks. You get it? So that's the way life is. And fortunately, you have something to help you with that, and it's called your intuition. All right? What you know in your heart. And there's another word for it, and here it is. You're wondering, where is this going? Here it is. There's another word for intuition, and it is conscience. Conscience. You're about to say something to someone, and you know it's not true, or it's mean, or you sense that it's manipulative, or you're trying to push them off, and you don't say it because you knew in your heart it wasn't right. You see what I mean? And it also comes back as 20/20 hindsight. Sometimes in the rush of the moment, when you become emotional or you're under pressure, you do say the wrong thing, or you do the wrong thing. Or under bad influence, yeah, we've all done wrong things. We've all done stupid things. See, when we come under the influence, or when we want something too much, we spend too much money on it, and later, you say, what did I buy that for? The morning after, the night before, after you signed on the dotted line and spent too much for the car, you suddenly discover you could have bought it for half price. See? All right. Well, it's a little painful, but it's good for you to see that. But it's the same in God's moral economy. You realize that, yeah, you hated your little brother, or you were mean to your sister, or you resented your mom. You realize it. You sense it. You see that it's wrong, and you're seeing it in the light of conscience, which is your intuition when it becomes 20/20 hindsight. But if you always followed your intuition like Albert Einstein did, like Moses did, if you always followed your intuition, but even Moses messed up a little bit, didn't he? But he did pretty good. David, he loved what he knew in his heart. But yeah, he made a couple of mistakes. But basically, he loved what was right. So your intimate connection with truth is your intuition, is your conscience. It's not out in a book. It's not out in the world. It's not from somebody else. See, somebody may say something that's true, and then you see that it's true. And how do you see it? You see it in the light of your intuition, in the light of truth, in the light of conscience. See? All right. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.